You are now tuned into the sounds of the Ultimate You Podcast, a place where we discuss fitness in every aspect that you can imagine, along with the various complexities that life has to offer. So if you want to see what's up, then pull up and have a seat, because the more that you tune in, the more that you'll be changed into the ultimate athlete that you were created to be.
What it is, everybody. It is me, BDB, back on the mic with yet another episode of the Ultimate You Podcast. Without fail, my name is Brandon BDB Bender, and of course, I want to thank you for taking the time to jam the Ultimate You Podcast today, wherever you are in the United States of America, or if you are outside of the United States of America. I thank you for taking the time to jam the podcast. What's good? What's good, everybody? Did I just say what's good? Now, if you've jammed this podcast for any length of time, you know I normally say what it is, and not what's good. Okay, I know I just said what's good, but that's the title of the episode. What's good? Or really, that means what is good? Because this is the third installment of the Drip series, Bout That Drip. So what are you talking about when you say Bout That Drip? We talking about fashion? Those of you listening for the first time, nah, we're not talking about clothes, we're not talking about fashion, we're not talking about what your drip game looks like in the clothing department. We're talking about how you drip on people. When we say how we drip on people, I promise you, this is going to be one of the most important things you not only do you need to hear in your life, but you need to make sure that you ingest it and you apply it to your life. How you drip on people, how you interact with people, how you treat people is one of the biggest principles of success. There goes that overrated word again, success. Because if we cannot grasp, if we cannot really grab and fully understand what it is to drip on people, to drip water, to drip life, then we're missing it. We're completely missing the point of what it means to interact with others, not just those that we know, apples to apples, right? Sometimes you gotta go apples to oranges. Sometimes you gotta go apples to grapes. Sometimes you gotta go apples to cantaloupe. You see what I'm saying? You gotta hang out with different kind of fruit to get to know the fruit so you can bear more fruit. And so people can treat you the same way as well. So what are we talking about? We're talking about all this drip and fruit and everything. I believe that a lot of us have gotten to the point where we have humanized the definition of good. So I've touched on in the previous two episodes of Bout That Drip. I've talked about the four different soils, and we're going to go more into that today. What kind of soil are you? What kind of soil are you? Because there's one soil that you don't want no part of. There's one soil that you may have moments of it, but I promise you, that soil, you don't want no kind of smoke with that kind of soil. If you keep living in that state in regards to that soil, we're going to talk about which soil I'm referring to in the episode. But what I'm talking about is there's four different types of soil. We're going to talk about what is good soil. What is good soil? But I'm going to come at it from a little bit of a different perspective, a little bit of a tweaked different perspective. But I promise you, it's going to bless your socks off. And I don't know, it may bless your earphones off if you got them on. So if you're driving down the street, I thank you for allowing me to be a part of your day. If you're working and you're jamming me, I really appreciate it. And share this out with your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, whomever's in front of you, because everybody and they mama needs to hear about the importance, the significance of not only of how people drip on us, but how we drip onto others. And so just a real quick preview. When I say drip, I'm talking about when you think about us as people. Think about it. Us as people, we're stubborn. Let's just be real about it. Let's just be frank about it. We're stubborn about certain things in our lives, right? There's always grace and mercy there, but we're stubborn about stuff. So we got to have each other to lean on. We got to have each other to drip on. And when you drip on somebody, when you drip truth in someone else's booth, what happens is you're planting a seed. You're planting a drip. Now, sometimes some people, they're not going to be able to receive that drip. That gets back to that soil that I was talking about that you don't want no part of. right? But when you allow the truth to drip into your world, and then you're able to apply it, guess what? That means more light can take over the world and less darkness can be in the world. All right. So I don't want to give you too much, but I just want to encourage you, challenge you, wherever you're at. If you're driving, stay awake and stay focused. If you're still, you got earphones on, take them off. Let everybody hear it. Who cares, right? Take notes. Really listen in, because I promise you, your heart, your mind, and your spirit is about to be blessed. So without further ado, pull up a sippy cup, pull up a chair, get your bib and your napkin, because we about to overflow. Let's do the do. What if I told you that at some point in your life, you were headed for destruction? You were headed for death via the electric chair. How would you respond to that? Let me run that back again. What if I were to pose this question to you? How would you respond of if I said to you that at some point you were headed for death via the electric chair? Or what if I also said that there were some of you that were in that position, that at one point in your life you were headed for death via the electric chair? Because unfortunately, perhaps some of you listening may be on the path of death via the electric chair, in a manner of speaking. You're like, B, what are you talking about? It's not even the first minute. You sound so morbid. What are you trying to say? You trying to speak death over me? Absolutely not. The reason why we're starting out with this statement, with this question, because you got to understand, there are many of us to this day, when we say, I'm good, or we ask someone, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm good. Or when we are asked, what does good mean? What is the definition of good? What does that really mean? Like, stop and block out the noise and really think and ask yourself, what does good really mean? And we're talking about not just the level of good where, you know, you dap up your homies. Yo, what up, son? You good? Yeah, I'm good, son. What about you? You good? Yeah, I'm good, done. You know what I'm saying? Or for ladies, you know, hey, what's up, girl? You good? Yeah, girl, I'm good. You good? I'm fly, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. You know, however you guys do that. There's nothing wrong with saying you good, but I want to challenge you and ask you, what does good mean? What does good mean? If you're tuning in, this is your very first time jamming the episode of the Ultimate You Podcast. This is the third installment of being about that drip. We still talking about being about that drip because it's eternally significant of how we drip on one another. Are we dripping water or are we dripping acid? Are we dripping water or are we dripping bricks? Right? It's because if you're dripping acid, if you're dripping bricks, and if you're not aware of it, we're in trouble. If you're dripping acid, you're dripping bricks, and you know you ain't supposed to be dripping acid and dripping bricks, that's trouble too. All right? Now, we're not trying to be perfect with it, but we want to make sure that as much as we can, we want to drip water. Why? Because when we drip water on people, water is life. Life is water. You got to understand, when there is a tree of life that produces fruit and it's planted by the river and that river is flowing oh so smoothly, that tree is planted by the river, streams of living water. That's the kind of life that you want to drip on people. That's the kind of water that you want to drip on people. All right. Not just face to face. I'm talking about when you are text messaging, when you are sending emails, you talking on the phone, you face to face with a person, you are whatever kind of interaction is taking place between you and said person, you and said party, how many other people are in your presence. You want to make sure that as much as you can, you want to be able to drip water, drip life. That's what this series is about. Now, what are we talking about with this whole death and electric chair thing? What are we talking about with that? All right, so let's get back to good. What you got to understand is I'm willing to bet you that a lot of you jamming this episode right now, you either have at least one of these things, all of these things,
or at least some of these things, okay? You are a person of sound mind, sound body, sound spirit. You have some form of a home that you reside in, okay? Whether if it's yours or you're sharing it with someone. You have some level of income coming in via a job, occupation, some form of a career, a business, okay? You have whatever it is that you do for money, okay? And hey, maybe some of y'all maybe even doing illegal stuff, maybe even doing stuff you ain't supposed to be doing, and you got income coming in. And some of you have marriages. Some of you have, or actually I would like to hope that a lot of you have friendships, some form of friendships that you are maintaining or at least doing your best to try to elevate and to make it the absolute best friendship possible and make it the absolute best marriage possible. Okay, you have at least one, all, or some of those things that I just mentioned. Okay, and I'm willing to bet all the pigs, all the animals, all the chickens, all the other animals on the farm, I'm willing to bet the entire farm that for those of you listening right now, you have either said it and felt it, or you have only felt it, but not really said it. You feel that you're a good person. You feel that you're a good person. Oh, and let me also add that some of you, you give back to the community or to your church multiple times a year. Some of you, you don't give at all. I'm not saying that to hate. I'm just putting everybody in the rightful category, whatever that category is for you right now. And others of you, you give sparingly, or you give sometimes, or you give when you can, or whatever. And when I say give, it's not necessarily just money. It could be giving of your time, your talents, your money. It could be any of those things. Okay. But whatever category you fit under, whether if you volunteer or give of your time, talent, or money multiple times a year, or if you do it very few times a year, or a moderate amount of times a year, no matter the frequency, at some point you have thought to yourself, I'm a good person. Now, there's nothing wrong with saying and believing you're a good person, but again, I need to challenge you. What does good mean? What does good mean? What does it really mean? Like for real, like what does it really mean? Okay. Now, one thing I like to do, if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, what I like to do is, yes, while it's okay and it's good to verbalize a definition of a word or a phrase or a sentence, whatever it is that you're defining, it is significant, at least in my book, to give visuals and pictures and perhaps some form of a fictional story, if you will, to kind of help bring it to light, to bring it to truth. And that's what I'm about to do right now. Okay, now I'm going to make myself look like a little bit of a bootleg fool, if you will, because I don't know if a lot of you are going to know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to take a shot in it, and I'm going to make it work. If you have seen a movie, now this doesn't happen in all movies, but can you recall at least at one point in your life when you've gone to see a movie and, you know, of course, you've got the previews and all these little commercials and pre-shows and things that happen before the movie starts. Sometimes, I guess it depends on the production of who made the movie. Sometimes there will be this light, or not this light, but almost like this sound effect. It's almost like a sound effect that it sounds like a big, bright light is being shown. And I'm going to sound goofy, but who cares? It may sound something like this. Now, it really doesn't sound like that, right? But, you know, but hopefully you get the point. My message behind that was, I was trying to say that imagine yourself standing in front of a door, okay? And when you open the door, there is nothing but light behind it. I mean, literally, every crack, every crevice, every space, as far as in between that door, there's nothing but light. Nothing but light fills every inch of that door. And so when you open that door, that light is going to floor you. Like, it's going to put you on the floor. Why? Because the power of that light is eternal percent, not 100%. Because I think if I say 100%, that's not going to do it full justice. It ain't going to do it thorough justice. So when that light is eternal percent, that light is going to floor you. It's going to put you on the floor because there ain't no darkness in it. There ain't no flaws in it. There ain't no lust in it, no greed, no pride, no selfishness, no ego,
none of that. Not even a smell or a whiff of a hint of any kind of evil is contained within that light. Why? Because it's eternal percent pure. That light is eternal percent pure. And you and I, by ourselves and even with other people standing with us, we cannot withstand the light that is shown upon us. I believe we wouldn't be able to stand. I believe it would floor us to some degree. We'd be in shock. We'd be in awe. Like, that's what good looks like. Like, that's what good looks like. And perhaps some of you have heard this little comparison. I'll make sure I say it right. Just imagine two guys wearing a suit, okay? You have this one guy wearing a sort of like a white suit, okay? Or maybe what appears to be white, you know? And it's great. It's fresh. Looks dapper, all that good stuff. Then you got this other guy that comes in. His suit, woo! I'm talking about he shine. He talking about he shine. He outshine everybody in his circle. Not just in his immediate circle, but his light shines so bright, it fill up the entire building that he's in. Not only do it shine the whole building that is in, there could be like other rooms within that building. There could be multiple floors within that building. That dude's light shines so bright, he on the first floor, but on the 20th floor, his light is so radiant, it go all the way up to the 20th floor, and it fills every single inch in that building. That's what good looks like. That's what good looks like. That's just a small little example of what good looks like. So when you and I, whatever we think good is, we need to rethink it. We need to rethink our strategy and our approach of what good really is. You understand what I'm saying? Because look, the thing is, 2023, and even before 2023, but obviously you got to mention the obvious because we're in 2023. I believe a lot of us have gotten to this place where we have been this person that has sat on the couch in a manner of speaking and got so sunken in that because we look good, we look a certain way, we feel a certain way. Take right now, for example, for those of you that don't know, I'm out here in Texas, right? 100 plus degree weather. Everyone I talk to, man, you know, sweat drip, all this heat coming on out here. 100 plus degrees, 107, 113, 105, right? Woo, everybody pressure cooker out here. Got to get that water. Got to stay hydrated. Got to drip about that life. But back to what I'm saying. Look, here's the thing. We have gotten so comfortable being in that couch. We get so sunken in that because our bank account look good or as good as we want it to be because it look good. It feel good. We feel good, right? We outside. Some of us may be outside right now or inside. Or if we outside, we enjoying that fresh sunshine weather. That vitamin D hitting our skin. Feel good, right? Family's good. Baby's good. Husband good. Wife good. Job good. Relationship's good. Or at least as best as it could be. I'm a good person. I give back. I do this. I do that. But do you have an accurate description? Do you have an accurate presentation of what good really is? Because good ain't just about what you do. It's about who you are. Good ain't about what you do. Good is about who you are and who you know. Because you got to be able to know who is good in order to know how to be good. Okay? Look, here's the thing. What is that phrase that we hear all the time in church? God is good, right? God is good all the time and all the time God is good. Nothing wrong with saying that. And even in my prayer, sometimes right before I eat, sometimes when I'm like, I'm real hungry, like I'm trying to eat. God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Amen. Let's eat. Let's get it. Right. Nothing wrong with that. But I want you to understand something. When you're saying God is good, that also means that he's perfect. You check what I'm saying. Check what I'm saying. Right. Because if you're saying God is good, you're also saying he's perfect. Because guess what? And by ourselves, none of us are good. None of us are good. Okay? So you got to understand. You got to understand the context of what good really means. Okay? So let me expound upon that. Okay? What was I talking about? I believe that many of us listen to this podcast. I had to go sidebar a little bit so you can know what I'm talking about. I believe a lot of us law-abiding citizens, right?
a lot of us. You don't hurt people. You don't shoot people. You don't kill people, right? You don't go and bust them and punch people in the face. You don't go around stabbing, shooting, murdering people on the block. You don't do that. You're a good person, right? You don't get pulled over by the law. You don't go to jail, right? I'm a good person. Right. I do good things. I post these great messages on social media. I look great. I post selfies of myself. I look good in this suit. I look great in this dress. I look so cute in the summer outfit. Look at my post on Instagram. Look at my post on TikTok. Look at my post on the Book of Faces. I look so great. I look so handsome. I'm so cute. I love these compliments that I'm getting. I'm a good person. I'm a great person. Sometimes I put verses out there, or if it ain't verses, sometimes I put, well, the universe is good. The universe will give you a sign that you're going to be blessed, right? I put these memes up there that are funny so I can make other people laugh. I put these inspiring positivity messages out there, right? Because I want to uplift. I want to encourage. I want to help the next person. I want to speak to the heart of the people, whether if it's through a message or through a video or through a story or through a written post, a written word, whatever it may be. I want to help uplift the next person in my business. I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. I'm impacting a lot of people. I'm changing lives. I'm helping people make more money. I'm helping people in their mindset. I'm helping people get a better mindset. I have a lot of followers on social media. I have 10,000 followers. I have 100,000 followers. I have 275,000 followers. I have 5 million followers. I have 64 million followers. I have 1,137 followers. I have 12,675 followers. I have 8,322 followers. I'm doing all these good things and these great things. I'm blessing people. Sometimes I'm giving stuff away, and sometimes I'm blessing people with such rich knowledge and revelation. But even with all of that, I still ask you, are you a good person? And do you know what good really means? That's what I ask you today. And have you had that experience where you have been floored by that light that I was talking about earlier? Have you been floored by that light? Because without that experience in a manner of speaking, most likely you're headed for that death in the electric chair. It sounds morbid. It sounds harsh. BDB, man, like that's real morbid. Like, what are you saying, man? You can't be good on your own. I just got to flat out tell you, you can't be good on your own. And no matter how quote unquote successful you are, you need help. You need help. Whoever I'm talking to, I don't know. You got to have help. You got to have that light in your life that I was talking about. That light that throws you to the floor. That light that overtakes you, that overwhelms you. Now, why am I talking about all this? What the heck are we talking about? You said this is the third installment of being about that drip. I'm trying to connect the dots, B. Like, help me understand, what the heck are you talking about? You're talking about death in the electric chair. You're talking about being about that drip. I don't know if you're talking about a leaky faucet. Like, did you have like a leaky faucet in your house or something that happened that you got inspired to talk about drip? Like, are you talking about fashion? Like, you talking about fashion and clothes and whatnot? All right, let's piece it all together for you. The reason why I'm talking about good is because, look, there are four soils, okay? I've touched on this in the previous episode of the About the Drip series. There's four soils, okay? Let's run through them. First of all, there are some of you right now, when I talked about death in the electric chair, okay? If you are a person that you're only focused on being good on your own without that light that I was talking about, and if you have a hard heart, that means that the truth that you receive, it's fallen on the wayside. You might as well be Dikembe Mutombo. No, 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 not in my house. If you don't know, he used to play in the NBA. Okay, 7 foot tall. I want to say he's from Nigeria. I could be incorrect. I did not look that up. But if you're into sports, you know who I'm talking about. He was in the Geico commercials. Dikembe Mutombo. He was very known for blocking. He's at least 7 feet tall. So that's what it is, right? You, those of you right now, you got a hard heart. You hear truth, but all you do is you, yes, uh-huh, you amen, you shake your head in like an affirming and approving manner. It happens. It happens. We've all done it, or a lot of us have done it at one point or another, right? That's what you're doing. You're just rejecting the truth. You Dikembe Mutombo. You bah, nuts in my house. So you don't let that truth penetrate in your heart. So what has to happen is, if that continues to happen, you're going to have some type of experience where you're going to get humbled, right? Because you tried to exalt yourself. You tried to put you putting yourself on the throne, essentially what that is. And that's the state of the. Now, here's the thing. We all have hard hearts, like moments of hard hearts. But I'm talking about perpetual. You living in that state of a hard heart, right? And if you keep going down that path, it's not going to look good for you. Right. So that's the one of the four souls that you definitely do not want to be in. That's like the worst end of the spectrum that you want to be in terms of the four types of soil. The hard heart, where the truth just falls on the wayside. It's just like rocks hitting your heart. Boop. The rock just bounced off the heart. Boop. Just falls to the ground. Boop. Right. Someone try to tell you something. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Whether if you're trying to change your health, you're trying to change your money, whatever it is. Someone say something, even if in a joking manner, you ha ha ha, you laugh it off. Boop. Just bounce off the heart. Just one ear out the other. Right. You're not hearing. You're not listening. You're not understanding. So you got a hard heart. And if you don't know you got a hard heart, that's even worse. Right. But when you know you have a hard heart and you ain't doing nothing about it, that's bad, too. All right. Let's keep moving. Now, these next two soils, they're a little better, but they still not good. OK, some of you got shallow heart, right? You 3 feet kiddie pool, right? You hear these truths and you hear it like you understand it for a little while, but it really doesn't take root. All right. I've talked about way back on this podcast about roots. OK, well, in order for change to really happen, truth has to really take root in your heart. Not only in your mind, but it's got to take root in your heart as well. Okay, I talked about how trees that can be tall, roots, and the roots go deep into the ground, and those roots, they're intertwined. They're in community. They're in connection with one another. And so when that happens, those trees are able to grow into the heights and the strength that they're supposed to be. All right, so there are some of you right now, rocky heart. You got rocky heart. You got shallow heart. You hear the truth, but you're only 3 feet deep. You're not going into 6 feet deep. And even more 6 feet, you're not going into 100 feet, 500 feet. You're not getting immersed. You're not allowing yourself to be immersed in that truth. I'm telling you, you need to get about the kiddie pool. I need you to swim in the deep ocean, right? I need you to swim in the deep ocean. Get up out that 3 feet kiddie pool. All right, next. Some of you, your hearts are crowded heart. Thorny hearts. What does that mean? That means it's too fertile because the thorns, they grow. The thorns grow in those positions. So what does that mean? A crowded heart. So a lot of times you hear the truth, but you got so much, other stuff going on. Like an example, like stuff going on in your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like you got so much other worries and cares and concerns. You allow the worries and the cares and concerns of life to overtake you. So guess what? When that happens and you hear new truth or renewed truth or truth that you heard before, but that you hear it again, you let the worries and the cares and concerns of life, or maybe you just let the like other pleasures, other things that are going on in your life, right? Maybe you so deep into your relationship. Whether if it's dating or marriage, whatever it is, you're so deep into your business, your occupation, whatever that is, whatever it is has got your attention. Like it's so crowded in your mind. It's so crowded in your heart. It's dominating everything that I'm talking about. It's dominating the truth that is being communicated to you, that is being conveyed to you. Right. And so what happens is that truth gets pushed out. It gets snuffed out. Right. Because we're not making room in our minds. We're not making room in our hearts to receive that truth. And what's happened is we're not being mindful. We're being mindful with two L's. Some of y'all, you need to repeat that again. You need to rewind back like 10, 15 seconds and let that run back. Let it run back. Some of you, you're not being mindful with one L. You're being mindful with two L's. Your mind is so full with the worries and cares that are going on. It's one thing to have the worries and cares. Yeah, absolutely. But It's you got to be able to push that stuff out. You got to be able to put yourself in a position to receive the truth that is being conveyed to you. Right. And here's the thing. I'm a person like I don't like joking about, short term memory in terms of, when we say, oh, I forget this or I forget that. I mean, like, okay, yeah, you know, we as humans, we forget stuff, aren't we? And our attention spans, some of us have different level of attention spans. I get that. I understand that. But that's why we got to be all the more diligent in whether it be writing stuff down, keeping stuff in front of us so that truth can remain in front of us. All right. So real quick, before I get to the good soil, got to go back over again. Just make sure hard path, or I should say the hard heart, the wayside. That's the worst one. You don't want to be on that hard heart. Right. Dikembe Mutombo. Not in my house. Shallow heart. 3 feet kiddie pool. Right. You hear the truth, but it only goes up to your knees. Right. Or whatever your height is. The truth only go up to your ankles, or it only goes up to your knees or your waist, depending on how tall you are. Right. You don't let that truth immerse in you. You don't get immersed in that truth. You don't get immersed in that truth. So that's why the rest of your body is dry and drying up, so to speak, because you're not letting that water. See what we did there? You're not letting that water drip on you. You're not letting yourself be immersed in that water so you can change and be changed. All right. And then crowded heart. You got too many thorns going on. Right. And so you got the cares and the worries of life. You let that consume you. So when you hear the truth, you just, you hear it for a little while, but then you're like, the worries and the cares of life, that starts to overtake you. But when we get to the good soil, that's when you can be fruitful, and that's when you can multiply. That's when you are fertile and weed free. When I say weed free, I'm not talking about drugs weed free. I'm talking about you don't want to be a person that's part of the weeds. Because when you're a part of the weeds, that means that you don't believe. OK, just flat out. Just what it means. You don't want to be in the weeds section. OK, just like in the gardens. Right. You find weeds in the garden. Right. And what happens? What happens when you have weeds in the garden? They got to be taken out. You got to get rid of them. You don't want no weeds in the garden. So that's the thing. So for a while, what's going on right now in this game of life, there are people that are on the side of wheat. They're on the people that are on the side of weeds. And guess what? We are called to not only just exist and coexist alongside one another. We're called to love one another. But what you want to do is you want to have as many wheats as possible. Wheats, W-H-E-A-T-S. And you want to not have as many weeds, W-E-E-D-S. You don't want to have those. You don't want to be a person that doesn't believe. So back to what I'm saying. Good soil. What does that mean? Now, if we tie all this up and wrap it in a pretty bow, why am I saying good soil? The reason why I define good is because good is everything that I said. Okay. You got to be able to be thrown on the floor with that good light. Okay. That's what good is. Good has nothing to do with you. I need you to understand that good has absolutely nothing to do with you. Before you were born, before you were put on this earth, good existed. And guess what? Good still exists. But I need you to understand that good did not just show up, or good did not just manifest since you started blessing the earth with your presence. Good was here long before you were here. So we must be in humility and understand, okay, what does good really mean? So good means I cannot do things in my own strength. Okay, I need help. I need that light. I need real truth in the booth. I need real truth to be in my booth so I can live how I'm supposed to live. Okay, so all that to say, when you are a person that receives good soil and gives good soil, you know that you are giving good soil. And guess what? That good soil includes the light that I was talking about. There are a lot of us right now, when I said earlier, we have this human definition, if you will, this human definition of good. Oh, I do good. I'm not robbing no banks. I'm not punching people. I'm not capping no people. I'm not like submitting people, trying to break necks and break kneecaps. I'm not doing any of that. I ain't trying to break ankles. I'm just living my life, doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I do good every now and then. No. That's a human definition of good. When you have the light version of definition, when you have the light version of good definition, when you have that flowing through your veins, that's when you are in prime position to give good soil and to receive good soil. So anytime you hear truth, it ain't even got to be just in church. It can be just you shooting the breeze with your homie. You shooting a breeze with an acquaintance. You shooting a breeze with your next door neighbor, whomever it is. Shooting a breeze with any person put under the sun in front of you. Either truth is spit or lies are spit. It's just flat out. It ain't no gray area. So in order to be a person of good soil, see, this is a different perspective. You probably never thought about this before. In order to be a person to give and receive good soil, you need to be able to understand what good even means even before you try to go out and give or receive that soil. You need to understand that. That's why I'm talking about. It's all about the drip. It's all about the drip. Listen, a lot of us, we're stubborn. Let's just put it out there, okay? We're stubborn. We're foolish. We make stupid mistakes. We put myself in there too, okay? But you have to understand that the lifeline of grace and mercy is always there, right? But you don't want to abuse it. But you got to know how to use it. You got to know how to utilize it. The grace and mercy is there because of the light that I was talking about, okay? That is because without that light, grace and mercy ain't there. Grace and mercy ain't there. It would be nothing but darkness and evil. That's it. So if you're going to be a person, if you really want to be about that drip, be mindful of having love be at the front door. Be mindful of your interactions with people. Again, and now when you fall short, because you will fall short. It's not if, it's when. When you fall short, you recognize it. You pick it up. You say, you know what? Okay, that was my bad. That was my fault. I did wrong there. Humbling yourself and apologizing. When you're exalting the truth and you're not exalting yourself. So when you can operate in that manner, when you can operate in a manner of, okay, I did wrong here. I fell short here. How can we correct this? How can I correct this? That's when you are being a person of good soil. When you are a person that you are being very intentional with your interactions with people, your text messages and your phone calls and your video calls and all that stuff, everything that you do, when you're intentional with those things in the light kind of way, in the right kind of way, in the good kind of way, that's when you can be a person of good soil. All right. So this is just a little bit of a tweaked, different perspective in terms of good soil. Okay, because we all can be good soil. There's no one that is exempt. There's no one that can be exempt from being good soil. So if you want to be a person that you want to avoid the death in the electric chair, make sure that you put yourself in prime position to allow that light to consume you, allow that light to overwhelm you. Because when you do that, when you allow that light to overwhelm you and consume you, and then you share it with others, that's an example of you being a tree of life. That's an example of you being a person of good soil. And when you're a person of good soil, guess what? The darkness is more and more less. Well, you get what I'm saying. See, that proves that I'm just freestyling here. You get what I'm saying? That means that the darkness is less and less. Because the idea is you want to be able to shine. You want to be able to shine bright in your world as much as you can. You want every inch of your world to be shown with light. Every person put in front of you. And not just people that just have the same stuff in common with you. No, those that are completely different from you. Maybe they talk different. They walk different. Eat, sleep, walk, and act different. Even those, you shine the light on them as well. It ain't about just apples to apples, right? You need to hang out with some oranges, hang out with some grapes, right? Get to know other types of fruit, right? So we all can be fruitful. That's what it's all about. That's what the drip is all about. So everywhere you go, gas station, church, school, you at home, be about that drip. Be about that drip. And when you drip acid, when you drip bricks, because you're going to do it at some point. You're going to do it, whether if it's on accident or on purpose. Recognize it. Correct it. Flip the script, correct it, and switch it up to the light, and stay about that drip. All right, guys and gals, so there you have it. There was a rundown of the four soils and of the third installment of this drip series, okay? So if you know me, I'm all about the art of repetition. So I believe that if you go through things one time,
You might remember it, but when you look at something, when you study something more than once, multiple occasions, you put yourself in prime position to remember it, and it goes into your subconscious. So what does all that mean? We're going to run through the four soils real quickly once again, just so I can get it into your spirit, get it into your mind. All right. So when you talk about the one that the hard heart, okay, that's the one that you really don't want to be a part of. Now, I'm not talking about when we have moments of having a hard heart. I'm talking about you're at a point in your life where you just perpetually your heart is hard every time, either every time or most times or a lot of times somebody confronts you or says something to you that is about truth. And it may not even be to you. They may just be speaking truth in your presence. But then you like I told you, you on that Dikembe Mutombo. You on that Dikembe Mutombo, not in my house, right? You just blocking it. You just rejecting it. Bah, it can't get in there. Might as well be a rock skipping on the ground, right? It ain't skipping in the lakes. It's skipping on the ground. Why? Because the ground is concrete, and your heart might as well be concrete when you have a hard heart. That's why I talked about in the beginning of the episode. You're like, woo, B, you went morbid with it. You talking death and electric chair? Listen. I'm gonna put it like this. If we are people that if we're living without real truth, like real dude Holyfield, if we're living without real truth, living without real light, living without real light of truth in our lives, and we live in such a way where we're just only thinking, oh, I'm a law-abiding citizen, I do good, I work, I got family, relationships, marriage, dating, whatever that may be. Like if it's just limited to that and, you say, I don't shoot, I don't steal, I don't kill, like I don't bust caps on people, I don't hurt people, I don't rob people, I don't do none of that. I'm a good person. Like if that's your ultimate understanding, you are putting yourself more in prime position that you might. And this is going to sound harsh. You're like, B, what you talking about? You trying to speak death over me? No, you might as well be a person. Might as well be put in the electric chair. Right. Which got to be all the way real with it. But when you're a person that you experience that light experience that I talked about, when you're overwhelmed by that light and you really live a life that is real truth, truth beyond yourself, truth outside yourself, truth that was here and that is still here, even it was here before you were born, is here now and is going to be here after you're gone. That's the kind of truth I'm talking about. Truth that transcends. That's what I'm talking about. We're talking about the God of light. The God of everything. That's what we're talking about. Okay. If we don't have that, then we might as well be people. We might as well be, might as well go to that electric chair. So that's why I said it that way. All right. So you don't want to be a person that has that lives in a state of hard heart. You don't want to be that person. All right. So let's move on to the next one. All right. So we talked about, you could say a stony heart or a shallow heart, right? Talked about the 3 feet kiddie pool, right? Some of us, we're living in that 3 foot kiddie pool, splishy splash. Oh, yay. Oh, it's a lot of fun. Yay. Right. The truth only goes up to your kneecaps. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some of us, like, the truth only goes up to your shin bone. It goes up to your kneecaps, whatever your height is, right? You get what I'm saying? You're not immersed in the real truth that I'm talking about. You're not fully immersed. I'm talking about your whole body underneath the water. You immersed with it. Your hair is wet. Your body's wet. Every inch of your body is wet. You got to be immersed in truth that is way bigger than you and way beyond yourself. You can't get that if we have stony hearts, if we have hearts that where the shelf is real stony, it's real thin. That's what I mean when I say stony. It's like it's real thin, real shallow. Right. So that means that, you hear the truth for a little while, but then it doesn't last very long. Right. Because you're only in that 3 feet kiddie pool. All right. So now we're going to go to the next one. So you talk about thorny hearts. Right. Some of us are in that thorn section. All right. So this is where, our hearts are real crowded. Right. Our hearts are real crowded. Minds are real crowded. And you could even say the word clouded. Right. I'm not even trying to rap, but you could really put those two words together. Your hearts and your minds are crowded. Your hearts and your minds are clouded. Now, listen, here's the thing. We all have a lot of us have different levels of circumstances and variable things going on in our lives. Sometimes for some of us, it overwhelms us, right? And for others of us, maybe it's not as overwhelming. We have some form of varying circumstances that occur.
And maybe not even that. Maybe just other things that we're involved in. And it doesn't have to be circumstances in like in a negative manner. It could be our minds are preoccupied with other stuff. It could be, and I'm just putting examples out there. You could be a person that, I don't know, let's say your mind is too preoccupied with your business. Your mind is too preoccupied with, I don't know, something going on at home, or your mind is too preoccupied with whatever relationship you got. Like, and what I mean by too preoccupied is, like, a lot of us may be in that position right now. Like, you put that on the throne. That's what I'm saying. You put that on the throne. And when I say you put that on the throne, that means you make that situation the king. You make that situation the queen. You making that situation number one, right? You prioritize your day around it. You prioritize your day around that. Maybe you realize it, maybe you don't, right? For example, like say take an entrepreneur, for example, right? Of course, you know, you got to grind, you got to hustle, you got to get the bag, you got to do your thing, you got to get out there, you got to do it. There is a part to that, absolutely. But sometimes we can get so lost in whatever entity that is. Again, it could be a person, it could be a thing, it could be multiple things, or it could be multiple people. So that's what I mean, everything that I'm saying, as an example. Minds are too preoccupied with things like that, for example. But again, it could be anything. So a lot of times our minds are too preoccupied with that we're not, our minds are not in position, they're not in prime position to receive truth. All right. So you hear the truth for a little while, but then when you're so preoccupied and worried about other worries and cares of life, the truth, it can't sit in you. It can't dwell within you. And then what happens is there's a bird that comes and snatches that truth away. That happens to a lot of us a lot of the times. Right. You hear the truth. You're able to hold on to it for a little while. But then guess what? Chirp, chirp, chirp. Here comes that bird. Ah, give me that truth. Give me that truth. That bird is somewhat of an adversary. That's an adversarial bird coming up, bop, snatch that truth from you. Why? Because what happens? We get distracted by a text message, get distracted by email, get distracted by whatever it is, whatever that component is, XYZ, ABC, you name it, you fill in the blank. That could be a manifestation, if you will, of that bird coming to snatch your truth if you allow that to happen. But I don't want that to be you. And then last but not least, that good soil. That good soil, that's where you want to be. You want to be a good soil all day, every day. You want to work to get to that point. Because what that means is you listen, you hear, and you understand. Let's run that back. You listen, you hear, and you understand. Now, I'm slowing it down, saying it that way. Now, don't take what I'm saying at face value, right? Don't go back to that kiddie pool. Don't go back to that 3 feet kiddie pool. When I say listen, I'm not talking about just with your physical ears. I'm talking about your heart is able to hear. Your mind is able to hear. Because if you scroll back to a couple of years ago on the podcast, almost 3 years ago at this point, I said that when you write down the word heart, there's some words in there that you probably didn't know about, because when you have when your heart is in prime position to hear, guess what? You'll have an ear to hear. That's in the word heart. And also the word hear is also in the word heart. So ear and hear. You put yourself in prime position when you have the ear to hear. You have more of a clear heart. You listen, you understand, and then you're ready to apply what it is that you're hearing. Now, here's the thing. There are things that, okay, we may not know how to apply it right away, or there's that stuck component, that stuck factor. Absolutely, that's normal. My message is not to say, like, boom, as soon as you hear it, like, bah, you got to go, like, and, you know, most things, yeah, do it right then and there. But then sometimes you may not understand. Okay, like I get that too. Sometimes there's a barrier of not understanding what's being communicated to you right away. That's understandable. But that, you know, so I'm not saying every single thing that you hear, like, you're going to understand it and you're going to apply it, boom, within a snap of a finger. Sometimes it takes some people some time and effort and understanding. Maybe, and well, I know a lot of times hearing that truth many times over to really, to let it get in their subconscious, because that's the key. When you can get truth into your subconscious, what happens is, listen very carefully, listen closely, no matter what you're doing, you're able to have such a second nature. You're going to have a knee-jerk reaction that when that truth is going to be so embedded in you, it's going to be so ingrained in you that when you act upon it, it's going to be like second nature. It's like, ooh, just like when you're at the doc office, right? They're checking your reflexes. They get their little hammer. They boop. Hit your little kneecap or whatever, and then you do that little reflex thing. That's what I'm talking about. You're able to just, boom, just on the snap of a dime, on the drop of a dime, you're able to apply that truth just like that. Apply that truth just like that. Apply that truth just like that. And like I said, there may be some truths. Okay, it's going to take more time. It's going to take more repetition, more time to understand certain things. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But you want to make sure that at the end of the day, you want to always make sure that you're in Good Soil University. Make sure you enroll in Good Soil University and stay enrolled in Good Soil University, right? And if you're not in that university yet, you want to make sure you enroll as soon as possible. Until then, hope y'all were blessed by this episode. I'll catch y'all on the next episode of the Ultimate You Podcast. As always, this is BDB encouraging you and challenging you to change and be changed. Catch y'all next time. All right, guys and gals. Once again, I want to say thank you for jamming this episode of the Ultimate You Podcast. You are greatly appreciated. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, I want to support this podcast, but I don't know how to go about doing that. Well, that's what the purpose of this is for. Now, if you want to financially support the Ultimate You Podcast, you can just scroll down in the description of this episode and you should see a link that has the word support in it. Just go ahead and click that link and then follow the instructions accordingly. And then you can donate an amount of your choosing. You can be a monthly supporter or you can be a one-time donation supporter or however often you choose to financially support the podcast if you choose to do so. Or simply put, you can just support the podcast by sharing it with people, right? Because there's people all over the world that desire to be healthier in some way, shape, or fashion. Doesn't matter what their background is. Doesn't matter if they're working corporate America or if they're an entrepreneur or anything in between. We all want to live the absolute best lives possible when it comes to our health. So either way, whatever method you choose to support, I just want to say I thank you very much. I hope you'll keep riding with me on the Ultimate You Podcast. As always, change and be changed.